And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on Stage Cheese.
A chick angel.
Man, another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Thank you.
Oh, you are mapping.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the bonus. Today, we've got a lot to cover. If you aren't joining us and you're only seeing the clip, we're starting off with Hand to God. And then we are talking about Kevin Hart responding to the backlash. And then we're talking about the little boy who tried to get the little barbecue plate. Oh, and a little bit of Stephen A. Stephen A is upset with Kevin Hart. All right, all that and more on Here's the Thing. If you're only watching this little piece on YouTube, then you're only going to get the first segment. That's the way the cookie crumbles. All right, let's start off with this white lady who was pulled over by the police. And the guy said she was manipulating a phone with her right hand. He proceeds to get out of the car and say, hey, I'm pulling you over because you were manipulating a phone with your right hand. And she, with all confidence in her mind, was like,
why are you putting your ashy elbow up?
Because she
represents that woman.
She's like, well, obviously not. He was like, you're manipulating phone with your right hand. She's like, no, I'm brother. And he's like, hand to God. Put that knob up. And this Negro, well, I don't know if he's white or I don't know what he was. He proceeds to say, other hand to God. And she puts her
leg. Other hand to God.
Angel Joshua Robert, if we did not live in America, you could not convince me that this was the greatest Saturday Night Live sketch ever, parodying how police work in the United States. But because it is actually America, this man tried to actually take her to court. Like, that body cam was sent to her as part of her court. It was eventually dismissed. She didn't go to court. The officer was like, man, watch out.
Because his ego was bruised by her nub. He needed to have moonwalked his ass up out of that. But instead, he had to keep digging in because of the way she laughed at him. And I mean, she laughed hard. She said, you want to, even before she pulled that thing up out, she was like, huh? You want to just go on about your day? Let's just move on. She operated that little nugget like she knew it was a joke. Like, why would you raise your arm like that? Why would you raise it like that? She knew.
I'm speechless.
It's a party trick. She, like, you
that little piece of gristle on there, and you know that ain't enough to manipulate no phone. And I'm only laughing because she obviously thinks it's funny.
Oh yeah.
And it is funny. And this is the thing though. This is another perfect example of people can't take L's. And it's you gotta swallow a little bit of sadness. You gotta take that L. Because if she shows you a potato, you got to be like, oh, dang, I was tripping. But he doesn't do that. He's like, well, obviously you did this. She's like, obviously not. I don't have a hand. I don't
know. You said right hand. I have not seen it for a long time.
Joshy, he even could have said, okay, maybe it was your left hand. And then she would have said, how can I drive and manipulate a phone with my left hand? And he could have been like, maybe you're using your knees to drive. He's stuck with the no. I saw a phone in your right hand. So you gonna
I know what I said.
You're going to sit here and tell me that you didn't see it? Yes.
Love it. I mean, I'm like, was this a quota where you couldn't let this one go? Was this like a... Because I have been driving on the phone,
yes.
And the police come up beside me. And all I do is just, if I'm like this and I see police, I just do that and let my phone go wherever it is. But I don't know where it's at.
It's gone. You can pick it up at the next red light.
Yeah. I mean, I've been pulled over and they just had to pull me over for something else, because when they don't see the phone at all, they're like.
Now imagine them not seeing a hand.
Exactly.
Her this hand. I wish I created this joke. I didn't. Somebody said her hand already with God.
Been there.
People had funnier jokes than Barb. They said she single-handedly won this case. This officer's out of hand.
Wasting these good people's tax money.
But like, in all seriousness though, if you will lie or not admit fault when your body cam is recording a woman who is missing her hand, I know you'll lie about a weapon, drugs, what you saw. You'll make up anything. If I seen you, if I got embarrassed and still try to take it to court, I know you gonna lie about a gun or drugs or whatever. You're a liar.
How's she gonna swear in court though?
Put she that gonna lay nub, that on, nub that. On that Bible.
Put that nub.
Put that nub. Or at least put the gristle on it.
He better not show up to court.
On the corner.
If she got cited, I hope he doesn't show up to court.
No, it's already been dismissed. They threw it out. They said, I think she said, they said lack of evidence.
It's like, this is not even, you know, you watch these police movies where they've got to close the case. So they're going to pin it on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, just let it go. Just Elsa that thing. Let it go. Like she let go of that hand whenever it left her. I don't get why he felt the need that this has got to stick today.
He probably was batting zero that whole day. And he's just like, I'm about to get off my ship. I need at least one.
I need one. And of course, you want to come up here with no hand. I pissed at her.
Yes, she loved Waka
no
Flocka.
Waka Flocka.
No Waka Flocka. That's what the case should have been called.
Girl, you don't need a butter. Can you imagine her in the club when that came up?
She said, look, my no hand. She said, look, my no hand. No.
That's too much.
All that in them jeans. No. Carrie Washko.
Because first of all, her neb was moisturized. And you keep pulling out this ashy elbow.
It's honestly disrespectful to hers.
I drove all night and woke up just for this. I ain't had time to put lotion on. Usually I'm moisturized. Y'all know me.
You in? No. You in ABFF?
Yes.
Nobody said it. Yes.
Because I had to do wrestling last night, and in order to get to ABFF rehearsal, which is right after this, which is why we got to do a tight hour, we had to drive in the middle of the night, and then there was like no traffic, and then there was an accident.
They actually say that's one of the most dangerous drives in Florida is the drive.
Yeah, I used to run drugs up 95.
No, people would just be dying because they'd be driving home drunk after Miami. There's like accidents all the time on that highway going up and down.
Yeah, there was an accident that stopped the freeway completely. And this semi truck next to us, this is what I don't understand. You see all the lanes are blocked.
Your thing's still in there.
Sorry. You see all the lanes are blocked and the shoulders and the police. Why are you honking? And you see the world. You see the State of the Union. He honking like there's never like some of the cars are just not going. It's red lights everywhere.
Maybe at the boo-boo.
Now that's an excusable reason.
That'd be.
You got to do-do. You got to do-do. Anything else on hand to God, other hand to God?
You know, I need people to just be okay being wrong sometimes.
I don't know why you would expect us to trust law enforcement ever. These y'all people, these y'all boys.
Yeah.
All right. I thought the Kevin Hart, George Floyd roast backlash, racist backlash was over. It was quieting down. And then Kevin Hart went on The Breakfast Club to clear things up. And it